Texte numéro 1. $35 tablet computer? Yes, from India. India on Wednesday unveiled the Akash, meaning sky in Hindi, billed as the world's least expensive tablet. The plan is to distribute thousands of sets in coming months to students at a $35 government subsidized rate, with hopes of an eventual $10 price tag. It's taken several years to develop, faced a lot of scepticism, and received help from the taxpayer, given the slate's actual cost of around $50. But the Akash offers the promise of computing to millions of villagers in rural India, who often seem to be living more in the 19th century than the 21st. Today we reach to the sky and demonstrate what is possible, said India's Information Technology and Human Resource Development Minister. Let me send a message, not just to our children, but the children of the world. This is for all those who are marginalised. The 13-ounce touchscreen device can handle basic computing, including email, social networking, surfing, online banking, instant messaging, and multimedia. The stripped-down system uses Google's Android 2.2 operating system and comes with headphones, Wi-Fi access, two USB slots, 256 megabytes of internal memory, and a 7-inch screen. It is not considered on the same level as the more advanced tablets available to consumers. The machine will likely get a strong reception from students in remote areas, many of whom have never used a computer, provided the government can deliver on its promise. Some critics also question the program's basic premise of providing electronics to help students in rural areas. I'm not against computers, but it needs to be thought through, said the director of a civic group focused on education. Most rural schools aren't even equipped with toilets or teachers. Just giving computers doesn't guarantee computer literacy. There are more crying needs. Only about half the nation's 25,000 colleges are linked to the internet under the government's National Mission of Education program. Of these, less than 15% have broadband of at least 512 kilobits per second. Many of the potential student users may also see the computers more as a way to chat with friends than read the lectures India is offering online. I'll probably use it mostly for Facebook, said a commerce student from Delhi with a laugh. So we need to thank the minister for that. We'll send him a tweet first thing. The current model can only access the web through Wi-Fi hotspots, which are non-existent in many parts of the country. The Akash will be assembled in India, and officials expressed hope this would jumpstart the nation's computer hardware industry to complement its software strengths. Around 16% of the 800 components are sourced here, while around 70% comes from South Korea, China, and the United States. Adapted from the Los Angeles Times, October 2011.